Good morning. Welcome back to the Book Broadcast with Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning and preaching to you the Word of God today. Appreciate you taking time to tune us in this morning. And, of course, if you're able and you can get out and be in the house of God, it's the Lord's Day to worship the Lord. I don't know exactly how the roads are yet, but you be in church if you're all possible today in the house of God. Good to be saved this morning. I'm glad we're redeemed by the gracious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not saved by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. I'm glad we're saved today by his grace and not by our works, not by our baptism, but by the grace of an almighty God. I praise God for that this morning. Thank God for his mercy and everything that he's done for us. I want to pray for you that needs prayer today. I know there's a lot of folks that are shut in that can't get out to go anywhere. And we trust that God will just be near to you today. Just pull right up close to Calvary this morning and right up close to his presence and let him minister to you. And let God help you today as you talk to him for your needs. And we want to pray for you today. Then especially those that are not saved. I trust this will be the day that somebody will turn their heart over to the Lord Jesus and be born into the family of God. I'm glad there's still grace available. I'm glad God's mercy is still real. And it's new every day. And I praise God for all the Lord's done for us this morning. I want to send it out to you today that are lost. And then we want to pray for our nation this morning. There's a lot of things going on in our land today and across the world. And we're living in the end time, and I believe that. And we're looking for the Lord to come, and he will come. And he will not tarry. He'll not be late when he comes. He'll be right on time. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem them that was under the law. I'm glad God sent his Son to the right time, told us when he was coming, how he was coming, and announced it, and praise God he came. And I'm glad, thank God, he said he's going to come again. Amen. Hadn't forgotten about us. He stepped off into heaven again, went back to be with his Father, and got the glory that he had with him before the world was. And he's coming again one of these days. If you're ready, you'll go out to meet him. So I want to pray for your needs this morning. Father, we bow in your divine presence. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for help in the time of need. Pray you'd bless the service today. Bless every need. Touch those that are sick and suffering. Convict the sinner this morning. Bring them to the saving knowledge of the Savior before it's too late. Have your will and way in the broadcast. May it glorify your name above all. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Niece is going to be singing again today. I hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad we belong to somebody. Amen. Thank God for that. You listen as they sing one more. Tell you better be ready. He's coming. I don't care how, if you're ready or not, when the Lord says it's time to go get his bride, he's going to come back and get us. Praise God for that. Good to be saved this morning. We're going to continue the message we had on last Sunday. I'm going to continue it today. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen this morning. Meet us in church today, if at all possible. Amen.
Of those, I'm telling you, brother, have preached the word of God, even though it didn't seem like they could not do it, but the municipal paths of preaching the word of God. Preaching the word of God. Chapter 3 and verses 15 said these words, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And that's what we need today. It's some men of God that's got some ancient pathways to walk in and feed the flock of God with knowledge and understanding. Make us to understand. Give us some knowledge. Boy, it takes studying to do that.
Yes,
it does. Study to show thyself approved unto thee. Mm-hmm. Didn't say that, did he? I said that. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we need some pathways to walk in today, and ancient pathways that God has established for us to walk, preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Lots been said about that this week, and I appreciate you. Amen. I appreciate teaching. There's a difference. Teaching informs you. Teaching will learn, but preaching will challenge you. Amen. It will challenge you. Jesus taught. He taught. And he also preached. Amen. Old paths of preaching, old paths of sanctification. And we need that today. I come out from among them and be a shepherd, saith the Lord. Sanctify ourselves. Set ourselves apart. Positionally, my friend, we got sanctified when God saved us.
Amen.
But practically, we're sanctified daily by the word of God. Amen. We're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you.
That's right.
It sets us apart.
Amen.
Sets us apart. Amen. Every once in a while, God, man, gets up and preaches on something I thought. Where did he get that?
Amen.
Used to be a little fellow. I was preaching pastor in Bridgeport, Alabama. And he was limited as far as his knowledge was concerned. He loved me today. He loved me today. I preached on something he did. You know? And when I'd go out, he'd go out the door, he'd say, who told you? Who told you? I said, God told you. God told you. Amen. We need some preaching today, and that will invigorate us, that will inspire us, and that will inform us, and that will give us wisdom and knowledge to go out and win somebody else to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need that today. Old paths of preaching, old paths of sanctification, old paths of faithfulness. faithfulness is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. Amen. I appreciate this church. I mean that in my heart. I'm here because God told me to come here because He let me. Amen. Because I asked Him for it. Amen. I appreciate this church. I believe I'll be faithful. Amen. Amen. I learned some things while I was a year or two of moving over here, finding a place to go to, going to visit churches and all these different things. I found out, listen, I'm going to say something here. Don't you take it wrong. Because I don't care. I preached more, but I didn't have a faithful church on me than I do. What's that? Huh?
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
I preached more when I was visiting, trying to find the place where God wanted to go. I preached more then. God wants you. Amen. Amen. And so you said, But this old passage of sanctification, of faithfulness, it's required. It's not a hope you will, but it's required.
Amen.
As stewards, He found faithful. A lot of people went to work, about to go to church, they'd be fired a week. Amen. Now, He didn't tell me what to preach. He didn't say I couldn't preach anything. I'm just trying to preach what the Lord wants to do. The pathways of faithfulness, old paths of morality. Jeremiah chapter 5, look what He said over in chapter 5. I'm staying in the context of the Word of God. Jeremiah's still dealing with Israel and Judah. He's still dealing with things in their lives. But look what He said in Jeremiah. I believe it's in Jeremiah chapter, if I can find the place, old paths, preaching the Word of God, sanctification, morality, and those here in Jeremiah chapter 5 and verses 7, look what He said. He said, how shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken thee and sworn by them that are no gods. And when I had fed them to the full, then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlot's house. Amen. Yeah, listen. That ain't all of it, man. Yeah, there's another verse there. Gets closer to where us Baptists live. They were as fed horses in the morning. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. Wow. Boy, that's tough. That's straight, man. Neighed after. I found out 54 years ago that I've got my own wife and I don't need another. Amen. Hallelujah. Neighed after your neighbor's wife. Stay there too long, we get off the tour of it. Amen. Has a fear of God, the paths of morality, and whether have morals at the day is that we're living in the day of shacking up. Amen. Shacking up, partner for a while. Oh, that's not what God said. A man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and their two become one flesh. Amen. Old paths of morality. Old paths of the fear of God. Jeremiah 5:22. Look what He said. 5:22. He's dealing with that here. He said, fear not ye, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence? Which hath placed the sand for the bound of the sea by perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it. Though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They're revolted and gone. Neither say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain both the former and the latter in His season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. But He said, your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, paths of the fear of God. Hope not afraid of God anymore. I'm going to tell you one thing. There's going to come a day that they're going to be afraid. He's going to laugh at their calamity. He's going to mock when their fear comes. It's coming a day. Old paths of fear in God. We need that today. We're seeing that everywhere. We're living in 2017. Can you imagine that? I thought we'd be gone to 2000. But 17 years later, we're still here.
Yeah.
And God wants to be here. Because it's in a dark world that God's got a light in a dark place.
Yeah.
We're the light of the world. He left that responsibility to us. I've got to get to this, I'm going to close. But me, some old paths, go at chapter 7. At chapter 7, verses 1. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, We need some old paths of respect for the house of God. Respect for the house of God. I don't think you ought to put chewing gum on the seat, cut your initials on the back of the seat. I don't think you ought to deface the church of the living God. You say, well, big preacher's just the building. Yeah, but it's a sanctified, set-apart building for the glory of God that God has given us to serve the Lord in. And whether I know he lives within us today, but God honors the Bible and he honors the word of God, and we're to respect the house of God.
Yeah.
Jesus did.
Yes.
Yes, he did. He said here in this chapter, let me read this, stand in the gate of the Lord's house. Oh, yeah, stand in the gate of the Lord's house. He said, and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, and to enter into these gates to worship the Lord. To worship the Lord. I come to the house of God to worship the God that saved me. How about you tonight? I come to worship. I worship in song. I worship in testimony. I worship in preaching the word of God. I heard a preacher preaching one day, and he said, preaching was worship. I said, amen to that. I'll take that anyway. Worship. So he said, listen, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. He said, amend your ways and your doing, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust you not in lying words, saying the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord of these. If you thoroughly amend your ways and your doing, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you press not the stranger, the father, and the widow, in other words, that the house of God is to be respected, and we're to use it for the glory of God. Jesus, he reminded his disciples of Psalm chapter 6 to 9, and when Jesus, he pulled up to the temple one day. Pulled in, got off the switch, and got out, opened the door and got out, and walked back to the trunk. He opened the trunk and reached in, and he got a bunch of coal. He didn't say anything to the disciples, they all got it. He said he started making him a stir. Little knots in the end, that's Jesus didn't say anything. He just walked around. He walked in there. They was carrying goats and calves.
Yeah.
They had honey chambers, stables. How they was fellowshipping. They had coffee, donuts, and cake, and everything else. They was having just a big time there in the house of the Lord. I mean, you could even hear the worship, because they was trading money, and they was selling stuff and buying stuff, and they was, I mean, just to try to worship the Lord with. And it got to be a house of merchandise. And Jesus just walked in that day. He walked into the house of God. He took that scourge, and brother, he drove them out. He drove them out. Somebody said, Jesus got in the flesh. Oh, yeah, he got in their flesh. He drove them out. He kicked over the money tables and turned it over, and brother drove them out and said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. The disciples said, well, I need to read that song. He said, the zeal of thy mouth, it would eat up. Some people say, well, folks, just eat up. That's all he wants to do, go to church. They go to Sunday morning. They go Sunday night. They go to Sunday school. They go Wednesday night, go to revival. They just eat up. Well, that's good. Zeal. Zeal, not the word zeal.
Yes.
My wife's going to fuss me. Not that it'll matter. But anyway, the zeal of our house.
Yeah.
I'm talking about glad to go. Glad to go. Glad to go. It's not a drudgery. It's not a dread. It's glad. I was glad when they said, unto me that is gone to the house of the Lord. So David said, boys, let's go. It's time to go to church. It's time to go to church. It's time to go to the house of God. Come on, boys, let's go. Oh, David's sitting there on his walking chair, and he said, it once was young, now more. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, never seen begging bread. And David got up there. He said, boys, let's go. I'm ready to go.
Amen.
Not a grudge. The zeal of our house. Our disobedience and our failure to obey has called it to be a grudge. Boy, the zeal will be a real coming. He'll really come to church. I'm not serving the sins down here. Amen. I'm enjoying myself in the Lord's way. I'm glad that I'm saved tonight. And so listen. The zeal and health eat me up. That's over in John chapter 2 when Jesus was doing that. I like somebody to say, preacher, well, all that old preaching and all that talking about that old stuff. You know, I don't think we ought to be doing that stuff because it hurts people's feelings. And you know, I'm afraid that they won't come back.
Amen.
Well, just the one question. Psalms 119 and verse 165. Do you love the Word of God? That's a big, deep question now because in the light of this verse, great peace have they which love thy law. Well, that's good, ain't it? He did stop there. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend thee. Well, I just got offended. Well, get over it. Amen. I get offended a long time. I offend my wife a long time. She gets over it. Amen. Great peace are they which love thy law. Nothing wrong with preaching. Nothing wrong with the old path, the ancient pathways. We don't want to stumble from them. Get away from them. Stand. Stand in the way. Stand in the path and ask for it. God, this is the way I want. This is the way I want to go. Amen. We need some old pathways. Father, thank you for this privilege to stand and preach. Would you bless the invitation tonight?
Lord, my Jesus, now.